This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 10, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, with six candidates vying for three at-large seats on the Beverly City Council, election season is in full swing. The at-large race is one of only two contested races in the city this fall. The other is in Ward 3, where Councilor Jim Latter is facing perennial candidate Uplio Rick Marciano. At-large incumbents include longtime member Paul Guansi, who is the current City Council president, and Matt St. Hilaire. Challengers include Tim Flaherty, a former councilor who challenged then-Mayor Bill Scanlon in 2011, as well as three newcomers to city politics, the Reverend Julie Flowers, Esther Ngolto, and Brian DePeace. Key issues highlighted by the candidates include ongoing development and affordable housing, as well as balancing all of these changes with quality of life for residents. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. It appears some Democrats will be feeling the heat this election cycle for supporting pay raises. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, Christian Wade writes on today's front page of the Salem News from the State House Bureau. A tax-exempt group backed by Republicans is taking aim at Democratic lawmakers with a series of blistering mailers that criticize a controversial vote earlier this year to give themselves a pay raise. The Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance, founded by GOP businessman and congressional candidate Rick Green, is targeting nearly 40 Democrats up for re-election to the House of Representatives and Senate next year, including Representatives Ted Spiliotis of Danvers and Anne Margaret Ferranti of Gloucester. The group has blanketed 29 House districts and 9 Senate districts with a barrage of educational flyers that blast the raises. Spiliotis, who is seeking re-election from a district that includes Danvers and part of West Peabody, accuses the group of distorting the issue. Quote, "They've really gone over the top this time," he said. "It's a pure political piece to highlight an unpopular vote. There's nothing educational about it." One mailer targeting Spiliotis asks, "Have you ever received a 40% pay raise or $20,000 expense allowance?" The glossy flyer lists the lawmaker's state house office number and urges people to call and demand that he change his position. Paul Cranny, a Fiscal Alliance executive director, said the group stands behind its claims. He said voters were outraged over the pay raise. Salary hikes for lawmakers who got them range from 11% to 145%, factoring base pay raises, committee assignments, and stipends. Cranny called the criticism by Democrats a distraction that targets the messenger. Quote, "We've just been putting together the information out there," he said. "That's our mission, holding lawmakers accountable, and we're not going to stop." There's more on this story on today's front page of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, men have their man caves, children their playgrounds, but where can mothers go to get away from it all? Two North Reading moms are bringing the answer to Peabody. Peabody's Mom Village, a woman's fitness center that offers child care, is moving from its temporary home at the dance studio of Wakefield to Lowell Street in Peabody. What was once a TJ Maxx will soon be a mother's haven, complete with workout studios, high-quality child care and classes, a sitting area, and a locker room. Co-owner Cindy Solomon is quoted as saying, "We want to be a home away from home for moms. We like to call ourselves the Mommy Clubhouse." For the past year, owners Solomon and Stephanie Keohan have been running their business out of a dance studio for 2 hours on weekday mornings. About 2,000 square feet, about a third of the space in their new location, could be open in as soon as a month until construction is completed by spring. The owners were granted a special permit to operate on the temporary basis at the September 28 City Council meeting. More on the story written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. Abigail Bliss writes in today's Gloucester Times, for the second year, Rockport will participate in Coast Sweep, part of the Ocean Conservancy's International Coastal Cleanup, an initiative intent on harnessing the power of local communities to fight ocean pollution. This year's cleanup on Saturday, October 21, will focus on Long Beach and Cape Hedge. Between 9 a.m. and noon, volunteers able to lend anywhere from a few minutes to a few hours can stop by to rid the areas of pollutants and debris harmful to marine life. Light refreshments will be on hand for volunteers, and giveaways, including T-shirts and frisbees, will be available. Organizers hope for a bigger turnout of residents and volunteers than last year, when 165 pounds of trash was collected at Pebble Beach, Cape Hedge, and the Sandpiper Overlook, according to Jerry Falco of the Rockport Conservation Commission. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Abigail Bliss. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.